live on Go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome the Word Burglar.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Canada? I'm here with Peter Project. And we're going national, like Peter Mansbridge. Tasty, like the food in your grand's fridge. Yeah, something like that? Yo, yo, yo. All right. Wolverine, rock cuisine. How about a plate of that hot poutine? We got the queen on most of our cash, except Canadian Tire's got that dude with the mustache. Now bus passes are a necessity, so we can cut gases for our longevity. See, now that's word to Dave Suzuki. I love newfies and getting trained brewskis. So give me two of these double doubles, some Rush albums, Ricky Julian and Bubbles. And we could chill, or we could just raise hell. And we all know somebody in the NHL. It's the home of Sasquatches and Draft Dodgers and the Sky Dome. Yo, change it back, Rogers. Larry Walker's in the Hall of Fame. It's Canada. I like what you called your name. I said Canada. We're your favorite friends. Yo, it's the same in French. You donate Parliament Hill, they pay your hospital bills. Yo, yo Canada, yo Canada, I like you. Alright, now this one's for you guys. Yo, yo. Yo, when it comes to rockin' Canada, can't forget Go. From Yellowknife to St. John, rain, sleet, or snow. Calgary to Winnipeg, Halifax to Ottawa. Great live music, folk, rap to opera. Celebrity phone calls and waxing chests. Supporting accordions, quiz mastering guests. And yes, it's still worth the guess. You wouldn't know from listening, but Brent's got perfect pecs. Probably from the time in the Go Asylum. 90 minutes to life, keep the cups of Joe beside him. No Poseidon can swim without an ocean, so this is for the whole team who keeps the boat in motion. Contest Nana, Aaron, David, Jeff, British Pete, Anshiman, Paul, Bronwyn, what you did was neat. It's been a great ride, I'm glad you had a show, and I know Canada will be sad to see you go. Yo, it'll be sad to see you go. Yeah. It's been a great ride, but we'll be sad to see you go. Yo, go Canada, we'll miss you. Don't forget to email. Yo, coast to coast is a long way, Canada, c'est le même en anglais. Thank you, Brent.
Hello?
Hello.
That was Yo Canada by Word Burglar, but that's like a totally different version than I know.
Not the one you were expecting.
No, it's so weird. I'm like, what is he saying?
He seems so disappointed.
That was from Go Canada, and I don't know. I'm used to he did a live version on CBC Radio 2, and that was the version I thought he was going to.
It's okay.
That's the version I thought I picked. I don't know.
It worked out just fine.
All right. So,
yeah. Hi.
You ready?
I'm always ready.
You're ready. Oh, yeah, right. It's the radio ready. I haven't had a co-host since I moved up here.
Wow.
I did two shows.
Really?
When I at Wisbeth, I did two shows. I did my show. I had 5440 or bust.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what were you going to hear? And right. I had the kitchen sink, which is the one I do here.
Right,
and then
right.
I also had, I did a show called East of Midnight, which which is still on Wisbeth. And he had been doing the show since the 70s when he went to undergrad at Clemson.
No kidding.
And I just kind of stayed on after the kitchen sink and did East of Midnight with him.
Right,
and it just
right.
became a thing because our music tastes like, you know, the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
It's compatible.
Right, right.
And we both kept our records in the back room, so it was just packed with records.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
it was very copacetic.
We kind of took over.
And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Just records. And nobody said anything because, you know, he's been there since the 70s.
Right, just, right.
And I'm like, if you're leaving your records here, I'm leaving my
I'm leaving my records here.
So, yeah, it's been a while. I mean,
wow.
I've called in and introduced the show with him, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
So.
But here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
A very estrogen edition of the Big Ready.
estrogen addiction.
Yeah, for both of us. Come on. Come on, girl. You've heard the show before. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not even disagreeing with that. That's the funny part.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm like, I wouldn't exactly call Mr. Leahy.
Well, me and you co-hosting the show is okay. Very estrogen filled. So we need some madness or something, or some testosterone. I don't know. Because like Randall actually, you know, like he actually provides the testosterone, but I definitely way over provide the estrogen. So now we're just going to double it up and make it something completely new.
You're insane.
Oh, that's, thank you. That's the nicest thing I've heard today.
All right. Well,
God bless you.
We have time for, okay, so in about 7-ish minutes, we should be starting the interview.
Right.
Around 6:15. John Dunsworth is supposed to call in. So I have a couple of songs from some Halifax natives. We're going to start with Buck 65 off his, I don't know if he released another album. Well, he did an album full of not really duets, but 20-odd Years came out a couple of years ago, and it's a bunch of collaborations.
Oh, cool.
Originally from Halifax, he's originally from Nova Scotia, but he now lives in Toronto and hosts a radio show on CBC Radio 2 and blah, blah,
blah. Very cool.
But not under Buck 65. But anyways, so he's pretty popular. But and then some Jen Grant.
Wow.
Who is awesome and still lives in Halifax. And so, yeah, we're going to start off with some Nova Scotia music.
Very cool. I'm excited.
So, yeah, here's some hip-hop. Oh, and this song, Stop, is with Hannah Georges, who's from BC, where I used to live. So,
nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy.
Spend some time, should've spent more. Riding a bike with Ben Forks. Don't get mixed up with a centaur. I can't take my finger off paws. Skin on teeth and we cross claws. Curse myself cause I can't sleep. Loner and a rebel with a lost cause. Has the power to enchant him. Battle of pretty versus handsome. Boy that was born with the phantom limb. Truth of the matter is I can't swim. Promises go unspoken. Something deep down is broken. Been trying to hide my scarred heart. What happens next is the hard part.
I think the world of you. So wake up, cause I need to tell you.
Yeah.
two or ten misses, baby, since I met you. All I want is kisses from you. If you want me, say you do. I've had one or two long winters, baby, since I met you. The grass is getting greener with you. If you want me, say you do. I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, gonna let you, gonna get you good. I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, gonna let you, gonna get you good.
All right, so
yes,
that was Jen Grant with "Get You Good," and before that, Buck 65 was "Stop" with Hannah Georges, and we have a Mr. Leahy on the phone.
We do.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Mondays.
And happy Mondays to you as well, sir.
So, Mr. Leahy, I have an all-important question before we begin this interview.
I'm married, sorry.
Damn it!
Are you still the liquor?
I am one with the liquor.
Excellent. Very, very excellent. I'm so happy to hear that.
Isn't that something, though? Somebody who claims to be captivated by the spirit? You know,
wouldn't they be captivated by the spirits?
Yeah. I like to sublimate my condition once in a while.
Okay, so if I could get serious for a moment.
Sure, no more laughing.
Good luck with that.
So what are the biggest challenges in trailer park law enforcement?
You mean in terms of trying to keep order in the park?
Yeah.
Well, you know yourself. I mean, it's a self-evidentiary question because Rick the Dick is, you know, he's the biggest obstacle to world peace. He's worse than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Hocus Pocus, Yoko Haram, or whatever they're called. He's do you know why? He's stupid. He's an archetypical fool because he never suffers the consequences of his stupidity because when he's in jail, he loves it.
What about sexy Julian? He's still sexy?
You know the only difference between me and Julian?
What's that?
Couple of drinks.
So I know you're trying to hold Sunnyvale together. It's a hard job. So where do you see it going as a community?
Well, I used to think it was exemplary, but now I'm not so sure. Because, as you know, at the end of season 9, I was like, I don't know what defenestration, how that means out the window. Defenestration, because that means outside the fence. There's a certain problem that I have to surmount before I get to be back in power in the park. And one is ownership. We've got to figure that out. And another one is, do I want to? Is it true?
Do you want to?
Well, there comes a man in a point in life where, you know, does he want to do what he thought he did want to do? Is monomaniacal occupation, like, shouldn't one be open to the obsidian scenes of the moment, though? Like the opportunities of the day? Shouldn't one be taking a look at the given circumstances and making decisions freshly instead of being driven by a sort of Sebastian, you know, St. Sebastian was kind of silly. But I'm just talking about, Ronnie, if you're there, bud, bring me a double, please. I'm just saying, you know, do I want to? What do I do? Who do I want to be?
Exactly. You know, that's the question every man has to ask himself, you know?
Some don't. Some follow blindly in the path of least resistance.
And they are the fools.
I don't know. Sometimes they're wise. Because, I mean, should we face the, you know, the winds? Or should we turn away from them? Like, if we face them, we should at least keep our mouth closed.
Very true. I have a hard time keeping my mouth closed, so that's really great advice, actually. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you're less of an elocutionist and more of an opinionated, you know, sort of sidekick to a beautiful woman.
And Burrow's here, too.
Oh,
I was being a bitch. I was being a bitch. Come on.
I'll say. They need you on voice coach.
So,
Burrow, keep it together. Come on. Stop being a fangirl.
No, I'm trying not to want to punch you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So, just turn his mic off.
Oh, yeah, I can do that too, huh?
Yeah, that's the best. Just let him 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off.
When did you know that Randy was the one?
You know, you put me on the spot. Because there's certain things that a man does when he's drinking. You know, like, you know what a homophobe is?
Yes.
Homophobe is a man who you do? My definition is a man who doesn't like gay people until he gets drunk.
Sounds like most of my high school years.
The thing is that when Randy and I practice for the Blandford, we usually get a little sauced before we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that leads to. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're like, did you ever hear the expression "the willing suspension of disbelief"?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a principle for the theater. You know, people go there and they would like to be elevated into another world or dispossessed causes to another time and place. And that's what alcohol does. And it gives you, it's not courage. Look, when I say one little drinky poo for courage, it's not courage. What it is abandon. You abandon yourself to your predicament, and you kind of, you make the, how many people eat the maraschino cherry first? I'm just asking that.
But you are the alcohol.
When I am, I say I am. And when I'm not, I don't know. It's an ontological conundrum.
All right. So, I have a few questions for John, if he's around.
Just wait, I'll get him. I lock them in the bathroom when I'm... Just wait. Hello.
Hello. How
this
are you?
John Hansworth, hey. At your service.
So, you are on tour currently.
Yes, We are in Minneapolis, where the sun is shining.
Ah, it's not shining here, yeah, not so at you're all. Lucky.
Well, it rained yesterday, and it cleared today. It's a good thing we had a cheeseburger picnic yesterday. And we had tents set up, so it worked out okay. I took 540 pictures of some of the fans that were there. So.
540? Wow.
We had a professional photographer. I said, how many do we take? He said, 540.
Oh, wow.
We have a show here tonight, and then tomorrow we have a blessed day off.
What are you going to do with that day off?
One thing I want to do is I would like to skip a stone on the great and wonderful Mississippi River.
That
Why
sounds
not?
Like fun. Oh, speaking of stones, this was not going to be my first question, but you have a really interesting hobby that has to do with stones.
Yes, I do. I work with granite and concrete, Portland cement, and I build things. From swimming pools and walls and patios. Right now I'm working on a theater, an amphitheater.
Oh, neat.
Wow.
It's on the shore of the Atlantic Ocean, and at high tide, the stage is just at the right level. So I hope the sea doesn't rise. That's my hope. Everyone's safe talking about global warming or climate change and the change in the water depth. And in some places in the South Pacific especially, there are evidences of that, but I've been down living on the ocean for 69 years, and the water's at the same level at high tide now as when I was a child. So I haven't seen evidence of it. I hope I die before it happens.
It hasn't reached you yet up in Nova Scotia.
I don't think. I mean, we're on the North Atlantic Drift, you know, the current, and we are subject to. This year we had the harshest winter. It's 17 feet of snow. And I'm just hoping that the wonderful summer makes up for it.
So have a few questions about the show. How much of it is it scripted versus ad-libbed?
I can't say exactly, but at least 90% is scripted.
Wow.
And depending on the director, I mean, Clattenburg, when we got the scene in and we still had time before we had to move to the next setup, he'd say, okay, we know what the scene's about. Guys, why don't you just do one off the cuff? And sometimes that would be the best one.
So you would have like different directors for different episodes?
Yes. Do you know the definition for an episodic director?
What's that?
Next.
Well played. Well played.
And it wasn't my definition. I'm just a puppet, you know. We have Jonathan Torrens is directing this year. A couple, Corey Bowles is directing. Warren Sobota is directing. We have wonderful people like Ricky Julian Bubbles, who is really Mike Smith and Jean-Paul Tremblay and Rob Wells. They don't suffer fools gladly, so they surround themselves with as much talent as they can, and we're so lucky that we are not tied into some old hack.
Yeah,
new and fresh blood all the time.
Very cool.
So, is there anyone who's especially? I don't know how to phrase this. Is there anyone who's when you're doing the off the cuff stuff, who's like especially like a? I guess that cast clown who gets
Zany?
People to, like, crack up and go out of character.
Yes, and you can guess who that is. Take a guess.
Oh, my God. Who'd you guess, girl? I have no idea. You're all insane.
In the best way possible, of course.
That's why I love the show.
Jonathan Torrens.
Yeah.
Mike Smith, who plays Bubbles.
I love Bubbles was going to be one of my guesses because I love Bubbles. He's my favorite. No offense.
Wow, you just kind of kicked him in the crotch right there, didn't you?
No, but the cats and the.
why are you allowed to say things like kick him in the crotch?
Well, because like, oh, he's my favorite. No offense. Like, ouch! That's gotta hurt.
Only you. You must be so empathetic because I didn't feel any pain in the lower extremities.
I did too, but I mean, I did, but I think I just sat wrong.
Listen, we all have our strengths. I mean, you're the mouthpiece, and so hey, you just let her fly. But no one said you're, you know, genius. So you like that little kick in the crotch, buddy?
It's true. It's so true. I'm not even going to argue against that.
So all I'm good at is playing drunk.
Me too.
And being cute. You know, when a guy says he's sexy, you know, really what he's doing, he's projecting his own sexiness. And I think Jim Leahy is the sexiest person on the show.
He does like to call a lot of people sexy.
No, he calls Julian.
Julian sexy, yes. A lot.
30 sexy days, Julian. 30 sexy days.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Well, I really appreciate you people giving me and Jim a call here. And we're really looking forward to coming to Fargo.
Yeah, so you're going to be at the aquarium.
Yep, with my snorkel.
And
when is that again?
The 30th?
I'm bringing my snorkel and flippers.
All right, so thank you. It'll be great to see you.
Yes, in person.
And
are you coming for sure?
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, I have nothing better to do.
Definitely.
I'll stand you a drink then.
Sweet.
It's a great show. Randy and I toured Canada for a dozen years. And we just started on the 13th down in Eugene, Oregon. And then we went to San Francisco, and we've been across over and back. Our route went crazy because we went to Maine, went to Boston. Now we're back out in Minneapolis, and then we're coming to Chicago, and then we're coming to see you. Yay.
Wow.
Oh, I can't believe you're going down to Chicago and then up here.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we're going there first. Randy runs the show.
Ah.
He says, gentlemen, we're going to get up at 5:30 tomorrow, and we're going to...
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. 5:30 is like going to bed for me.
I had been so apprehensive about coming here because I was worried about everything, because from outside, the U.S. looks like it has a lot of bipartisanship and a lot of, you know, stultifying whatever. But I am so impressed by the people here and the attitude of everybody and transportation situation. I mean, the interstate highways blow my mind.
Really? Why is that?
And also, I had the best pizza of my life last night. It was fantastic.
Wait till you get to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Pizza capital of the states.
Really, I'll be sick of it by then. But I had the best. The other night, where were we? We were at a place called Ogunquit the other night. It's in Maine. And it's a town on the ocean. Mm-hmm. I had the best steak. I've had some steaks from Rome, from Portland to Portland. I've had steaks. But, you know, all my life I've loved it. Really just steak and potatoes done really well. This was the best I ever ate. So a lot of things have happened to me and Randy on this trip that have been real eye-openers. And tomorrow on my day off, I'm going to explore Minneapolis and have a great time.
Wow, very cool. Well, I'm glad your trip to the States has been fairly positive.
It's wonderful. It's sold out everywhere we go. And the fans are so nice. And Randy's so funny.
That he is.
He is. I'm the straight guy. Believe it or not.
I'm having trouble with that.
Which isn't saying much for either of you.
Well, the thing is that he's the one that likes to drink after the show, and I have the car keys in my pocket.
Okay.
We rent a car everywhere we go, a car, as they say. And so I have to be responsible, and so I am.
Well, very cool. Good for you.
Yep, and someday when you lift your language restrictions on your wonderful little audio radio station, we'll have another conversation.
Yeah, because I really want to ask about the Yeah, there's some things
language.
I was telling him about earlier that I can't ask.
Right.
About my book. I have a book called The Dictionary. It's DICSHITNARY. And it's on the internet, dictionary.com. And I've sold over 3,000 of them so far. And I'm going for a Canadian bestseller. And it was reviewed by the Los Angeles Review of Books. And I'm really proud of it. And it's given me the impetus to write another book. But this one is a kind of adventure mystery novel. And it's really good.
Hmm. I'm intrigued.
I can't wait till it's finished. It's hard. I've been spending 2 years working on it.
Well, when do you have time between Trailer Park Boys and Haven? And I don't know if you're working on anything else.
Yeah, I'm in another series called Forgive Me. I play a Catholic priest.
Wow.
It's wonderful. It's so good. Our guest star about 3 weeks ago was Ed Asner.
No kidding.
Yeah, he played a bishop. He's 87, and he's so, so funny. I can't say. He was telling wonderful jokes. We were exchanging.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, we've had, you know who our guest star for season 10? We start shooting on June 1st for season 10, and Snoop Dogg is going to be our guest star this year.
No way.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, that must be because of... the support for the Nova Scotia Film Tax Credit.
You just touched a sore spot.
Yeah, why I didn't want. Sorry. Yeah.
We have a stupid premier.
I know.
Yeah, he's so thick that he decided to destroy the film industry. We were known for a bit there as Hollywood of the North.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We did everything. We worked on part of Titanic. We had so many beautiful series that were shot from there, and people came from far and wide because we had a competitive tax credit system. But he thought, oh, we could probably get more money if we cut the tax credits in half. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize that the industry would disappear. So films are pulling out of there right, as we speak right now. I have a casting company called Filmworks in Halifax that I started over 30 years ago. And we'll probably have to shut down.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, I used to live in Vancouver, so I...
Oh, wow. You guys went through the same problem.
Yes. Yeah. It's...
See, the bean counters in the finance department, they have no idea what the real world is like. I mean, I am so... disgusted that we do not have an idiot test for people who go into politics.
Then we wouldn't have anyone in politics.
Well, exactly, and I think
that... Yes, we would. We should do a lie detector test and say, when you're the governor, if someone offers you money to pass a bill, will you take it?
That would be great.
How do you pronounce K-O-C-H?
Koch.
Is Koch Brothers?
I thought it was the Koch Brothers. Or,
yeah,
I have no
Koch,
idea.
Oh, I always thought it was Koch.
There's an article in the paper. USA Today paper. What paper is it? Yeah, USA Today. Is it the New York Times? No. What is it? I was just reading it. They're writing the bills now. They write the bills, leave the blank in for the state, and the governor signs it. Money, man. Follow the money.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I think that applies to kind of any country, is that anybody in politics, they're really not in it for the people or for anything else. They're just in it for their own political career.
That's a blanket statement that I can't quite agree with.
No, I can't either.
Because there are some wonderful people we just hope that the electorate can see through all the fog and all the... You know, it's prevarication, and it's sleazy, underhand, ad hominem attacks. People believe it. Like, if you spread lies about somebody, and you have enough money to push it hard enough, people will buy into it.
Yep.
And the guy with the money who wants to be a negative promoter of his crooked agenda, well, he has an advantage. He certainly does.
Oh yeah, yeah. He has the bigger platform and the most money to get, you know, his message out there louder than anybody else.
Yeah, and you have Chipotle and several other companies that have been attacked, viciously attacked by Monsanto because they're GMO free. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And this, I shouldn't really get into politics here because our show, which is Trailer Park Boys, stays away entirely from all kinds of politics and
right.
religion and all kinds of stuff. But I'm a citizen of the world.
Exactly.
And I have great opinions about, you know, about what's going on in the world. And so you shouldn't open me up because I'll start to sound a little bit like a proselytizing, you know, liberal.
Well, that's, you know, we do a lot of that on this show unintentionally, sure. but it happens.
Yeah.
Well, I understand radio is changing to the point where it does have an opinion. Because for so long, commentators were supposed to, and reporters, and people who were, I mean, it's getting better. We're now allowed to speak our minds.
Right. Instead of, you know, whatever your boss wants you to say and what you have to report on, and, you know, you're actually yeah. allowed to have your own opinion and voice that.
Yeah, and there are our media is so much controlled by big business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know lots of times we've had things that have been curtailed because the advertisers for the stations have said, no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, the station really self-censors.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree to that, definitely.
Yes, well, because they think, you know, it's the same thing. Like, I'm not allowed to say words on this program
mm-hmm.
because there's a policy in the radio station
yeah.
that those words can't be said. But it's your station that has that policy. Thousands of others don't. Our Canadian Broadcasting Company, Corporation, you know, they have a license for people to use, you know, the common idiom. And the way people talk is the way that your radio station be. So I'm biting my tongue when
I can tell.
Talking about Jim Leahy because Trailer Park Boys is a foul-mouthed.
Oh, yeah.
Show. Oh, not at all. No, no, not at all.
But the thing is that that's common parlance. And if you can see past that, you can see the love and you can see the community. You can see, there's some, you know how many people have said to me, Trailer Park saved my life or Trailer Park got me through the toughest times. And I'm talking about veterans who are over in Afghanistan and are right now in the field. They come home for a couple hours in the night by watching Trailer Park Boys.
And is there, like, escapism?
Yeah, I guess. It's that old, you know, the suspension of disbelief for a while.
Yeah.
You get to live in a lovely little silly community that doesn't have any agenda. A bunch of loser heroes who are just trying to get along just like all the rest of us.
Well, yeah, and that's what I've always really appreciated about the show is that there's the the suspension of disbelief, but there's also like kind of a real world aspect to it. It's like finding the real life humor or the real humor in real life situations, you know, it's relatable, you know, it's not like, you know, people living in Upper Manhattan, you know, who have just Uber amounts of money. It's real, you know, it's something almost anybody, Canada or US, can relate to, you know.
A lot of people say that. Come to Texas. We got your park right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere we go, people say, you know, we got a trailer park outside of town, but you guys should, you and Randy should come and be the supervisor.
But you can't abandon Sunnyvale.
You know, you can take the trailer park supervisor over to the trailer park.
But you very true.
The trailer park goes to the supervisor.
Well said. Well said.
Yes, thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And just as we're going out, when is Mr. Leahy going to make an honest man out of Randy?
Well, you've met Don and Donna, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's another story, isn't it?
All right, well, we will see you on the 30th at 9 p.m. at the aquarium.
And I'm holding you to that drink.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Have a great day off tomorrow, and we will see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Bye.
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 The chances are things went too far. Oh, my love, what have you gone into the arms of another one? Nothing I could do could make you stay. Got carried along, got carried away, got carried along and away. Carried away, got carried along and away.
That was the Joel Plaskett Emergency with True Patriot Love, and I just got a text that said, I can give away a pair of tickets to see Jim Leahy and Randy on Saturday at the aquarium for free. If you want the tickets, call in at 701-540-4511. That number again is 701-540-4511. So if you want to go see Mr. Leahy and Randy, give me a call. We're going to play some Halifax hip-hop. So, yes, we're going to start off with the Backburner Crew and Heatwave. Enjoy.
Yeah. This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Putting in work on a perfect day, shirt soaked in the shade while I perspirate. Heat waves from the pavement versus late. Chirp cicadas and gaze in a purple haze. Scorching tracks when the burner plays. Pour the gas until we burn the place. Percolate, burn ash that'll hurt your face. Shot a crater through your posse like hot butane. Not too tame, keep watch for cute dames. Got boost, spit, exhaust like blue flames. Stop, dude, not gonna prostitute fame. Too hot, we too great to stop, we too strange.
Smash, thwip, sniggity snicked. Striking the country like picketing hits. Lickety split, tickety tick tock, you don't stop. Like lava that won't rock, the flow's hot enough to get the drakes from the basement. Cooking some eggs on the pavement with hot spit like Greek fest. Smoking like girls on Queen Street West.
Dip, dip, dive, I'm swimming to Shanghai. How cool, my mom's on my meringue pie. Got the women on standby, waiting just to talk to me about my feminist philosophy. When you learn to help, the girls will melt. With the racks are hot, the bra burns itself. Yeah, we turn it out, and heat's the only thing we're concerned about. And that's check, I'm about to win in one turn. Lamping on a rock with my skin all sunburned. Yeah, which is the only way I surface on the couch with the tip of my tongue putting words in your mouth.
Sweatshop, got me in a headlock. We let it pop till the block is red hot. Next stop, chopping heads off. Wanna get props, hit the guy with a guest spot.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Sweat, sweat, work it out. Let me know what's on your mind and it don't hurt to shout. I'm on a purple drought. Yeah, the green too. And these a couple things that put me in a mean mood. Would I seem rude if I rode through the club late? Didn't give me props cause of my drug state of mind. I got problems, baby, no funds. I don't wanna get a job, I'm lazy. So I write my rhymes down, spin them with passion. Just hoping y'all can feel it, that's all I'm asking. 35 degrees and the sun is blasting. Basketball jerseys are still the fashion. I don't even know if they heard me laughing. Write the smirk on their mouth with a dirty napkin. Jay Busy got skills, I'm a worthy champion. Why I'm living in a sauna and not a mansion.
When Tim's on the beat, even in the heat, I got Tim's on my feet. Over zebra stripes from the sandal steez. Believe the hype from the scandal sheet to get dandled on the knee.
Our tongue, it's gonna be a hot one. Got drunk last night, but I'm not done. Shotgun, don't forget some. Rope pops, stop and cop tons. Ultraviolet, violent outcomes. Get that SPF against sun. Son, have you learned a lesson? Sir, yes, certs need extra resin. So, who's bringing the heat that melts popsicle peats into liquidy treats? Pitching the feet, then I kick on my feet. Take a trip to the beat to chill with the beat.
It's a dog day afternoon. The back room, be back burner jack to whack the papoon. The back rooms, we slap hands, crack the brews, fabricate rap tunes that you can't produce. Come on.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Wait, under the shrink wrap, locusts are embedded. You might as well usual, cue the outro with the end credits. Steal my dumb lines, I'll steal your sunshine, forget it. Your career's over like Lens, get it? Staying fueled off of the booze and poutine. Tongue out dunking jewels on these fools like 2-3. And we the reason your booze needing some new jeans. When she popped the bubble and trouble shuffle like goons.
Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. You ain't this. You ain't this. Don't compare me to you. You ain't this. Don't compare me to you. You ain't this. You ain't. You ain't this.
Me and you don't match, dog. So hold that side. You like a sad gay guy. You ain't got no pride. You let it stray. You ain't got no eyes. You Stevie Wonder hairline get pushed like that. So pick a number. I can fade you like the barber. Outline your features. I'm ill. Bless you with the fresh kill Caesar and leave you. Nowadays he skis will disease you. That's why they get a preview of them sneaks like a teaser. Ease up. I'm just spitting what I know. Curse of conscript. Why you scribble with the flow? Follow my lead, doggy. Yeah, this is talking essay. You could do it the best way or do it the next way. Whatever you choose, my set is deadly, heavy, ready to move. Get out of the groove, you Chevy. I need a Medi, medicinal for meditation. Made the gray blaze, call it higher education.
You are now rocking with the best.
Who, me?
Moans like a jealous one's envy pest. She's sipping ST. Better rap rock, better beat, yes, sweet. Take you to a better place, no, not Tennessee. Speech is mean, nice when I write. Dirty on the mic, image stay squeaky clean.
Sing.
Finna stay reaching, the kid'll stay recent. Dance in your sleep, that'll lead to dreams. Girls, you can bet I rock, even when I stop at red lights in a red eye rock. Sex symbol X said I'm not whack. Oh, that cool is a fan, yet yes, I'm hot. Meekin' socks know the lay of the land. Only difference, I'm unknown at home, more paid in Japan. Trying to change that, trade a train pass for a Maybach. You ain't this, you ain't hip, stay
don't
back.
Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. You ain't this, you ain't don't this. Don't compare me to you, you ain't this. Don't compare me to you. You ain't this.
At the place to be. Come on!
Lights down low, horns blowing, kicks just pound, get down to the ultimate. Everybody wants something like a zip. Remedy better be not slacking, kids. With the C's and C's on audience. Here to stay, here to raise your consciousness. On a middle school vibe for the party, kids. So you all bring the pop and I'll bring the chips.
Boom! Start with an onomatopoeia. Don't wanna be on some off the meter. Party piece, I wanna be. You wanna run the streets, but just run your mouth. I'm doing the running man in the TV room near the couch. Left foot cross, right foot and spin. And do the splits, pull myself back up and grin. Other kids get excited and wanna try it. And you know they do, but then they slip and bust up the chin.
Ow! How you like me now? Let's set it with a sound word. Here's a haiku.
Ow!
Powerful impact. Zap! From the cannon, we're standing outside of Laser Quest and I'm ready.
Rap kids claim they'll change the game. It's all the same unless the meaning spin the bottle, I toggle the model. You think that you're required to follow. Less kills to EP, you're gonna buy it tomorrow.
Ever since popping chips has been my motto. That we're dominant, hominids and not a role model. An operative in this opera. Kids wanna chrono? Keep your camcorder, you can't capture Zoro. Combat when I'm making contact on the stage, make a pickle say, bring it on back. Independent rap with the rhetoric is the etiquette to keep it cracking and decapitate a Benedict. Lights down low, horns blowing, kicks just pound, get down to the ultimate. Everybody wants something like a zip. Remedy better be not slacking, kids. With the C's and C's on audience, can I stay here to raise your consciousness? On the middle school vibe for the party, kids. So you all bring the pop and I'll bring the chips.
A cross through the spot alleyway on the 80s game action tip. Now who gon' stop me? For your reward is a lolly after you get examined. Reset the standard. The genre's at stake. You choose to act sloppy. Thanks for the break. That move just adds moxie to what we do. Bust a move, gut a two. Get a few of the crews enthused enough to copy.
Saturday afternoon, play Clue. We're just Monopoly. Move to Posse got props and comics properly. Bag to tag them like a war veteran. And better crack a case better than the Edison twins. Yeah.
But the old school, but this is middle life. Straight A's, straight A's. You get cut off like Ray Days. Placate the masses that happen. Say face. Make way for rappers that don't just make tapes.
I used to make beats on a boombox and watch the Thundercats way before the Boondocks. Couldn't moonwalk but rock the robot and rep the Transformers, not the GoBots. Less kills Tim Sock. We the nicest brothers. Life is in the cypher, making you sweat like hyper colors. Keeping crowds moving with the clapping hands, and you know the party's on when we at the jam with the lights down low, horns blowing, kicks just pimp. Get down to the ultimate. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants something like a zip. Remedy better be not slacking, yeah, kids. Yeah. With the C's and C's on audience, here to stay, here to raise your consciousness. On a middle school vibe for the party, kids. So you all bring the pop and I'll bring the chips.
Yeah. Can a drummer have some more?
Give the drummer some.
Can a drummer have some more?
Give the drummer some.
Can a drummer have some more?
Give the drummer some.
Can a drummer have some more?
All right. That was Teen Burger made
up
of... That
was so cool. I was digging that dude. Holy crap.
No, that's not a dude. That's Ghetto Sox and Timbuktu.
And Timbuktu?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They make up Teen Burger. That was Poppin' Chips remix featuring More or Less. So there are actually three.
Oh!
But, like, once you get into the Backburner Crew, which all these people are in the Backburner Crew, there's, like, 9 million iterations.
Oh,
and it's like,
sure,
they just,
sure.
like, throw different people together, and you're like, Twin Peaks. No, wait, that's... I'm like, which one is this? And before that was Ghetto Sox, part of Teen Burger, with You Ain't This, featuring Decisive, Rich Kid, and Moonshine. And then we started out with Backburner, which was a collective album.
Yeah.
And there's, I don't have it pulled up, but there's like five or six different MCs on that song alone with Heatwave. And if I remember correctly, they're making another collaborative album.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Is like in the works or like?
Yeah, like they're, well, because, you know, you got to get everybody.
Yeah, everyone together. And.
But yeah, that's the title track off their last group album.
Wow.
But yeah, there's so many. I mean, you have, and what we heard at the top of the last hour, Yo Canada by Word Burglar, he's also in Backburner.
Oh!
And then Fresh Kills, and anyway.
Either way, it was awesome, and I was totally digging.
Yeah,
there's
just a lot. But you can, like, get to them all off the Backburner Bandcamp page. Like, they're links to all the 9 billion members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, like, it was a lot of them are, like, all the people... Well, like, Backburner, it's, like, a lot of them in Halle and a lot of them in Toronto.
Oh, sure.
And, like, so everybody I played is in, well, like, Ghetto Sox and Timbuktu or part of the Halifax
crew.
Right,
part of that whole.
And then, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, they live in other places, too, but that's kind of like the two main areas that
yeah.
I know of.
And they've all collaborated together.
Yes, it's really cool. There's a lot of back and forth, like a lot of people who moved from Halifax to Toronto.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's how they all knew each other. Anyway.
It was awesome either way.
I'm like trying to educate you as I educate you.
You're doing a lot of hand gestures right now.
That's how I talk. I'm Sicilian.
It.
That's what I do.
I love it.
But yeah, I'm just like, here, let me tell you all about Canadian music.
And you know what? Like we were talking about earlier, someone should, because we don't get a lot of Canadian music down
which
here.
Which is weird. You're right next to the border.
Exactly. Yeah, we're this close. We're so close. And like you were saying, unless you go out of your way to look for it, you're not going to really hear it, you know? And it's good. This is way better than the crap they're playing over here. Way better than the crap the Americans are putting out.
No comment.
No comment from the Peanut Gallery.
But anyway, you're listening to KNDS LPFM Fargo Moorhead.
And the Big Ready.
Yes, and we're going to go out with Classified and O Canada. The clean version.
Oh, the clean version. And yeah. Of course,
before... I had to edit it myself, but yeah.
Really?
Well, he kind of drops an F-bomb in the middle of it. So you can
tell
so where
radio
it is
because
there's a big gap. But
and, you know, as we usually say going out on the show, if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. That's kind of our motto. That's how we save the children. The children's.
Yeah. Well, when I go out of the show, I say, thank you for listening, because without you, I'd just be talking to myself.
Same here. And I do that far too much already, as is.
But anyway, if you're local, you can catch Randy and Mr. Leahy of the Trailer Park Boys this Saturday at the Aquarium at 9 p.m. I will see you there. And if you're not local, they are touring the U.S. right now. So go. It'll be fun. It'll be hilarious. If you don't know the Trailer Park Boys, it is on Netflix right now. Go watch it.
Go watch it. Seriously. This is, yeah. Seriously. And like I was saying too, it's almost like it's a weird, like almost a universal sort of thing where, like, no matter where you're from, you're gonna appreciate it, like, you know,
Sam Squatch.
Oh, lady. I dig you. We should do this more often. This
I
is fun.
Bubbles. and his kitties.
Oh, this is fun. We have fun here.
Yes.
So anyway, who are we?
Classified. Oh, Canada.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and also, I thought Ben Richards was coming in with the electro-funk sound, but he hasn't showed up yet, so I'm guessing that's a no. But after
he might. But
not Automation. And then, of course, after that, we have...
The Orange Show.
What's that?
The Orange... No.
No, that's... no, we have DJ Moreplay Katana with Rebel Lego Radio. Because I have to, you know, say it like, you know... Scott Schneider from B-52s? Anyway. And then after that is Matt and the Orange Show.
Yes.
Yes.
I forget the order.
Yes. That's okay.
But anyway, we're
going... all about disorder here.
There's no one on after me on Sundays, so...
Oh, I suppose, yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
So, anyway, here you go. Oh, Canada by Classified. We came in with Yo Canada, which was my... theme song after, which was my intro song after it came out on 5440 Boston. And this was
nice.
My theme song, or my intro song before that. So, here we go.
Have at.
So, yes, have a great week. I'll see you on Saturday. Listen to me Sunday nights from 9 to midnight.
And I will...
With 11 p.m. always being all Canadian music all the time.
Oh, it is? Is it 11 to midnight? 11,
or no, 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight.
10 to 11. 10 to 11 is all the all-Canadian hour.
Oh, nice, nice. And of course, you know, next Monday, as usual, from 5 to 7, the Big Ready, with your usual bundle of crap that we like to put out
96.3% new music.
96.3% new crap.
Though I must say that the Canadian music slips in the other hours, but, you know, dedicated 10 to 11
for sure.
Canadian music.
Absolutely.
So, tune in on Sunday. Tune in on Monday. All right.
And have yourself a great weekend and keep yourself safe.
Yes.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughed it off. It's funny, huh? One, two, one, two. Mic check, one, two, one, two. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitude, like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, among the funniest actors, the fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter. A red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grindy. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, 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 Canada. Makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy. And after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh, Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here is where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done, and tonight... Routine. Yeah. I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away,
Alpha for sure. I'm from Canada. Oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the East Coast to Canada.
Oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Yo, yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this.
Get used to it.